Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 268 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week I'm going to have a little catch-up about what happened with UPTAs down in Memphis. I went to those a couple weeks ago, if you remember. So I'm going to even give you kind of a recap of what happened there and some new developments here locally for me. And we're going to get right into that after these brief messages. If you love the Inexplicable Dumb Show as much as I do, don't be shy about it. Go ahead and wear your feelings on your sleeve, or at least your chest. Head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow. Hey actors, want to set up a website that is not a Facebook account? Yeah! Use your name as your domain name. Check out DreamHost. It's easy to set up. And because you are a listener of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, you get a special treat. That's right. Go to www.dreamhost.com and enter this special code, IDS, all caps. You will receive 2 domain names with your web hosting package purchased from DreamHost. But only if you use the promo code IDS. And remember to use all caps on that. Just another way you get buzzed by the Inexplicable Dumb Show. Alright, so I'm gonna just briefly catch you up to date. I'll give you an up-to-date, an up-to-date 2012 for number 462. So yeah, it went well. I went down and auditioned on Saturday. I got to see some friends again from Food Play, Payson and Paul and Celia. So it was good to see those guys again. Have barbecue with them Friday night. So that was really good. Good barbecue down on the, I guess, was it Central Barbecue down there in Memphis? I don't know. I saved my cup. And so we went out and I got a fellow actor here that goes around town. I ran into several of my former students, if that's an eerie feeling. Not an eerie feeling. It is it's a unique feeling to see the students that you taught out doing the craft. You feel good, you know? But it is kind of weird, I have to admit. But I saw the actress that that's been around that I've done kind of a show with, Kelly Lebzinski. I saw her, and she was auditioning the next day. And then I saw former students Taylor Tutt and Zach Reed, and Rachel Craig from MTSU's days down auditioning, doing their stuff, and trying to get work. So it was a really good experience on that end, getting to see some familiar faces and getting to catch up with people. And see how the life has progressed once they got out of the academic realm. Oddly enough, yes, speaking of academic realm, I actually met a current student or former, soon to be graduate of my grad school, Florida Atlantic University. Her name was Taylor. She was talking about, she mentioned to someone else on the shuttle bus that she was from FAU. And I was like, oh my God, FAU? So we got to chat a little bit and swap stories of who's still there and who's doing what, and you know, getting the scuttlebutt about the days when I was there, and it was a lot of fun. I'm glad to hear that Dr. Gamble's still around, and Jean-Louis is still Jean-Louis, and Dr. Atkins is still Dr. Atkins. For those that go to FAU, you'll enjoy some of that humor. Sorry. But it was lovely to chat with her. I hope she did well then, for callbacks. And, you know, for me, as a heavier set gentleman who does not sing, I got 3 callbacks and I was very happy about it. The callbacks were, Tecumseh and in Ohio, which is an outdoor drama, which several of my former students have actually worked at. So that was kind of interesting to see them. So Tecumseh was one. Texas Shakespeare Festival out in Kilgore, Texas. They're doing a lot of wonderful shows, you know, and it's It's an intense 2 months, basically, from the schedule that I got. And I got a call back from Wayside Theater in Virginia. So those were shows. Tecumseh and Texas Shakespeare was season auditions, and the Wayside was a specific show, which, since I haven't heard anything by this point, more than likely I did not get. So, but it was still an honor to get called back by the various theater companies and run around and do all the mad callbacks and setting it for times and then waiting around and then not getting to a callback till, you know, 11 or so at night and that sort of thing. It's an intense process. If you're an actor and you've never done an UPTA or a, get, you know, an SATC or something like that, you need to do it at least once just to have that experience, because it can be overwhelming. But you know, I've always said and always believed that SATC runs a nice organized conference and auditions, that sort of thing. And again, my second year at the Unified Professional Theater Auditions, and UPTA has not disappointed. Tight, controlled, polite, all the volunteers, nobody was, you know, you had to deal with snarly actors and that sort of thing, and everybody had a smile on their face, and everybody was warm and welcoming and supportive. So, you know, kudos to the volunteer staff. Kudos to Courtney Oliver and Michael Detroit, who sort of kind of oversee it. Kudos to the stage managers, keeps everybody on task. But, you know, really well done. I even have to say that the hotel, the Marriott, which was a conference hotel last year, the difference between last year and this year was 100-fold. I think last year was the first year there, and they didn't really know what a theater festival was, and they didn't really kind of get what actors do when they're not on stage at a conference, and so they were kind of, I think, taken a little aback by this whole motley crew that's coming through for that weekend. But this year, the only thing that I would say to suggest to them is, on Unified Professional Theater Weekend, triple your bar staff. Because getting a drink at the local bar was at the hotel bar was nigh on to impossible. So you have to buy like 4 drinks while you have the person in front of you, and then you'll walk around looking like you have a weird drinking problem. But other than that, that's my only kind of suggestion, you know, is to triple your bar staff. But, you know, all in all, it's good. I'm still waiting on word from Texas and Tecumseh, and I assume, you know, like I said earlier, that Wayside has made their decision and so on and so forth. I'm really excited for the potential of, personally, I mean, both organizations are class organizations, but the Texas Shakespeare Festival would be probably the number one of the two that are remaining for me, because simply, you know, they're doing Shakespeare and they're doing complete works, and they're doing a David Ives translation of the play The Liar. So that's something that, you know, that's right in my wheelhouse. So I really enjoy those types of plays and those types of events, and more so than maybe some outdoor drama. Not that I'm bashing on outdoor drama, but, you know, logistically and for me and my family and my time schedule and everything, the one would work better than the other, to be quite honest. Now, so, again, UPTA came along, and it was really great and fantastic. And then the best news, the best thing, is I come back home, and what do I find the day I get back but in my inbox? A callback for Boiler Room Theater's production of Mice and Men, which is one of my favorite novels. Steinbeck is one of my favorite writers, and of Mice and Men, of course, is just phenomenal for me. I just really like how tragic and sad and touching and wonderful this story is of these two men. And I got a call back, and I read for Lenny quite a bit. And of course, Lenny is the one who is the special one. And I haven't heard back yet. I've delayed my recording this week. They said it'd be 4 or 5 days, and it's only been about 3. So I've delayed my recording this week, and hopefully had some positive news on that end. But you never know. So I, you know, deadlines are deadlines, so I had to go record something. So there's keep your thought and prayers. I don't want to ask for prayers. That's really silly. Keep your positive thoughts. I mean, asking for prayers for a role is, you know, cancer, yes. Getting cast in a play, not so much. In my humble opinion. But anyway, right? Keep positive thoughts for me and wish me well, I guess. And I'll keep you posted as I know more. So cross your fingers and spit in the wind or whatever good luck thing you do. That we'll have a job, a gig alert here very, very soon. So thanks a lot for listening, and we'll move on, shall we? Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support. Alright, so that's it. So, thanks again for listening to me ramble on, giving you a little update about what I've been up to these last couple of weeks. Next week, who knows what's going to happen. I might try to get some Red Mountain Theater folks on to talk a little bit about their production of Taffetas. We've, of course, got SETC coming up in the near future, as well as Humana. So there's a lot of things, a lot of exciting things here in the Inexplicable Dumb Show world. If you'd like to be part of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, do so by calling 615-866-1282 or sending me an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com, or following the show on Twitter, InexplicableDS, capital I, Inexplicable, capital D, capital S, all smushed together. Be part of the action. Be part of the Dumb Show. Be an honorary IDSer. So, again, thanks for listening. Thanks for carrying on with me. And until next time, hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality WAV files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnatune. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.